This program is to provide an assistance to farmers, vulnerable farmers in Mauritania. Mauritania is very much exposed to the effect of soaring food prices on the international market. And we are going to provide an emergency assistance in order to allow them to cope with this situation. And the immediate plan is to increase national production, providing inputs, especially in this case, this kind of emergency assistance that we are talking about, seeds of traditional crops. This is to allow them to rebuild their stocks that were damaged by drought and other climatic problems during the past year. And also, the objective of the government is to increase the production to expanding the area cultivated. Our program is complementary to the government program.
What regions of the country are you concentrating on?
We are working in six regions of the country, the most important agricultural regions. The action of the government is taking place at other sites in order to be complementary. At the moment, we are distributing these seeds because this is the beginning of the rain season. We are talking about rain-fed crops.
What is the current food security situation in the country? You had mentioned that Mauritania had been hit by dry spells. What is the situation there regarding food security?
Well, Mauritania is a big country, but the area cultivated is a very small amount. It's about 0.5%. This is mainly along the Senegal River Valley, and the agricultural area during the past year has been affected by several climatic stresses like drought, floods, heavy floods with loss of lives also. Then the country is exposed to other problems like locusts and this kind of things that affect badly the agricultural production. In particular, the international situation for high prices of cereals on the international market is affecting the country because Mauritania is importing most of the food and the cereals.
Would you tell us some of the problems that the farmers in Mauritania are facing?
This plan is going to assist the farmers to recover from these climatic shocks and to increase the production in order to reduce the dependency on imports. This situation and the food security is a problem at the moment because the farmers, because of the high prices on the international market, they had to use their seed stocks to buy food, and so they do not have the seed stock they normally use for agriculture, for their own activity. So that's why our assistance is going to provide immediately these seeds.
What crops is the FAO concentrating on?
We are talking about traditional food crops like sorghum, corn, cowpea, and millet.
How long do you think it will take to get Mauritania back on its feet where it can start being more food secure?
Well, the objective of the government is rather ambitious, to double the production, but talking in terms of self-sufficiency, we are going to look in terms of 2012 and beyond that.